Eve. Even evolutionists talk about her.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on dinosaurs, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Now, Ken, why would evolutionists even be interested in Eve, the first woman?
Well, this is really fascinating. In recent years, scientists have conducted a lot of research on DNA, the molecule of heredity, that's found in the mitochondria of a cell. Now, this mitochondrial DNA is only inherited through the females. And by comparing mutations or mistakes in this DNA of people worldwide, scientists have come to a startling conclusion. It looks as if all people today are descended from one woman, and they actually called her Eve. Now, this has been around in the news for some time, but there's now a startling twist to this research. Until recently, based upon mutation rates, scientists claimed that this ancestral Eve lived hundreds of thousands of years ago. But a more recent study claims that the rate of mutations in humans is actually 20 times higher than originally estimated. So what does this mean? Well, using this new figure for mutation rates, the ancestral mother of all lived a mere 6,000 years ago. Of course, most secular scientists don't accept this figure because of their belief in evolution. But isn't it remarkable that this research actually supports Genesis, that the first woman, Eve, was created 6,000 years ago?
Does this mean that all the different races or people groups came from Eve and her husband, Adam? Find out more when you read Ken Ham's free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.